From the March 1st Apps Challenge Workshop, this is Peter Corbett, CEO of iStrategy Labs, and Brandon Kessler, CEO of Challenge Post, speaking on the When to Do an Apps Challenge panel, which was moderated by Robin Sturm of the White House Office of Science and Technology Policy.
As they're thinking about doing a competition and an apps challenge, is what would be the checklist?
One thing I do is I need to understand whether or not we're capable of actually engaging the community of people that we want to, first and foremost. So if you were to say, and we're going to launch a competition and there's probably going to be 100 or 400 or 500, however many people are going to respond to this, if you don't think you can actually individually talk to every single one of them, you're not ready, right? So Apps for Democracy, I think in the first 3 days, we had about 400 people registered to participate. Within 72 hours, I emailed and called every single one of them, right? So asking people who are a very scarce resource, right? Developers are, it's not a skill that everybody has. It's a very scarce and valuable resource, right? Programming is anywhere from $100 to $200 an hour, right? So this isn't like people are sitting back and I've got all this extra free time. So you need to match that time investment that they're going to put into you and your agency back to them. Now, I know that sounds one to many, right? But it's possible to do this kind of community outreach and this kind of customer service, you can think about it, I guess. If you do feel like you can provide that customer service, whether it's one individual or it's two or three people on a team, I would say, do we have the raw materials then that are actually going to be interesting and palatable for this community to work with? And that those raw materials are typically data, first and foremost. It doesn't necessarily have to be a data-driven competition. You can run competitions without data, but that is like, you know, it's like sugar in your coffee for developers. And if it's real-time data, that's like, I don't have a better coffee analogy right now. Real-time data being the most interesting kind of data. It's what people really, really want to work with, and especially if that real-time data is in a structured API in some form. You, again, don't need real-time data. You don't need an API. This can be, unfortunately, CSVs and shapefiles just sitting and linked to somewhere on the web. And unfortunately, developers will have to what's called munge this data into a usable form. That just adds time to their timeline, right? So for the first Apps for Democracy, the first 2 weeks, was spent with developers shaping up this data out of the DC catalog, and then we had about 2 weeks left to actually build an application, right? So I would say, can you engage? Do you have the raw materials? And then, I don't know, is there a third one?
I think when you say can you engage, like, right, do you have the capacity to do the marketing around the community? I think that's important. I mean, clearly I think the challenge has to be well-defined. So the actual rules, are you doing one phase? Are you doing multiple phases? What's the actual deliverable and what people are being judged on? The nitty-gritty. And that's a longer conversation, but you know, there are a lot of things that contribute to the success of a challenge. A small one is who your judges are. It could be that if you get well-known judges, they can help promote it. You know, are you giving people enough time? And this may be covered in another panel about putting them together. Are you giving people enough time to create their apps? So if you launch your challenge, you want to announce it that day so that when the press comes out, there's a call to action to go. But then that shortens your submission time, because if it takes you 2 weeks to get the word out, then you've lost 2 weeks of your actual submission period. So thinking about, you know, should we give people enough time? I think 3 months is a good amount of time. 2.5 to 3 months more is better. Do we have public voting? We highly recommend public voting. And how do you structure that as part of your prize? Our recommendation is, you have a whole series of prizes that are judged by expert judges as part of a panel, and then you have a separate Popular Choice Award, which is only voted on by the public, because the winner of the Popular Choice Award is not usually the best. It's the people that have the most friends, but that's okay, because it drives huge engagement. When you see people voting and competing, so Apps for Development, Gail's over there with the World Bank, the voting just ended yesterday. This was a challenge to improve or address the Millennium Development Goals through software apps. There are 107 apps created from all over the world, the largest continent being Africa that submitted, really been successful. There are over 11,000 votes that happened. That's people spreading the word about their apps. So adding that, there's a big checklist of sort of creating the actual right challenge. But other than that, I think he has it. If I just stress one, it's marketing. And I would just add to it that you don't necessarily have to do the marketing yourself. This is not a call for business for us. But meaning, if you're not going to be out there, hire someone who will be. And that's okay. And that happens with most of the challenges we do. You need somebody who's going to be out there. With Apps for Development, they were fantastic with marketing. We were out 3 to 4 nights a week promoting challenges. And Richard Murby and Gail's team over there were also promoting them, also at events and by getting other divisions of the World Bank on conference calls and giving them tools to promote it in their respective countries. So the best marketed engagement comes from maybe whomever you hire and the organization together. More is better.
This podcast was produced by howto.gov. You can learn more about challenges by visiting challenge.gov and following us on Twitter @challengegov. Thanks for listening.